Tonight we will recite the Durood and Salaam first. Millions and millions of people around the world must be reciting Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Medina Sharif, Makkah Mukarrama, and around the world, people are reciting Durood and Salam upon our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I repeatedly mention this so that we may get an enjoyment in the recitation of Durood and Salam upon Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. That it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us, that He made arrangement for the conveyance of this Durood and Salam to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Hadith Sharif says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There are angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who roam around the earth. And they have a specific function. Allah Ta'ala has got angels performing different duties, different functions. Angels are in sajda all the time, angels are in ruku all the time, angels are in different duties. These angels, the duty that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to them is to convey the salat and salam that people recite around the world to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yuballighuni an ummati as-salam. As soon as the person recites the salat and salam, it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So and so, the son of so and so, has conveyed salat and salam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds and replies. Now in this day and time, when we have cell phones and all other technology and very speedy communication, then it is easy to understand this. A person has a cell phone. If 1 million people from South Africa have to make a call to Medina Sharif this part of the time, and each one on the other side has got a cell phone, within seconds you will say hello this side, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and that person will say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So if Allah Ta'ala can give man this kind of technology, this kind of knowledge, then what is it difficult for him to have angels who will convey salat and salam? Yes, there is a big difference that the MTN, Vodacom and all others will send you bill. And the longer you talk, the more the bill. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can send salat and salam to him all day. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's angels will keep on conveying. And no bill will come. In fact, we will get payment, awards, rewards. How much of ihsan of Allah ta'ala. So when we are reciting salat and salam, we should imagine or picture ourselves being there in Medina Sharif at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, reciting salat and salam. Then see what kayfiyat we feel in our hearts. ND4752 Toyota Corolla. Please remove your car, somebody wants to come. And then for every salat and salam, for every Durood Sharif that we read, 10 blessings, 10 sins are forgiven, elevation of status, Allah Ta'ala removes depression, worries, problems, gives barakat in risk and sustenance, and so many other virtues and benefits. So we are not benefiting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in any way, we are benefiting ourselves. So this is a Mubarak night. That is, this will be the last car that we will be announcing now. We had enough time to send in the number plates of those cars that we are starting, unless of course they are on somebody's driveway. ND91796 Corolla. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not going to benefit him in any way by reciting the Durood and Salam. We are going to be the beneficiaries. So let us read with muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, durood and salam. Is it 10:30 now? MashaAllah. 9:30. Salamun ala ibadihi allazeen asfafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافية صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وعاطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
BMW ND206742 This is an emergency, so please remove your car. ND206742 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Amma ba'du fa'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم
NFP 499 ND 10733 499 and 10733. Ulama-i-Kiram, respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers, and also all those listening over Al-Ansar. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make this night a night of barakat, blessing, rahmat, forgiveness for all of us. Brothers, if I have to sit now and discuss Islamic banking and tell you what is musharaka, what is mudareba, what is murabaha, I will be still discussing Islam. I will be discussing Islamic fiqh, Islamic sharia. I will quote the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So it will be fiqh, it will be Quran, it will be sunnah. If I have to sit now and discuss the masail of qurbani and tell you that which animal is permissible for qurbani, which is not, what must be the age of a camel, cow, goat, sheep, and what defects if there are in that animal, then the qurbani is not valid. I will still be discussing deen, I will be discussing sharia, I will be discussing masail. In the same way, if I have to discuss hajj, if I have to discuss masail of salat, I have to discuss masail of zakat, all that will be deen. But all of you will say that this was the 27th night of Ramadan and Maulana didn't find any other subject. Now he started discussing Qurbani. When the time for Qurbani will come, that time we will discuss Qurbani. The whole night of ours he spent on Qurbani. He made us make such a Qurbani of our time that we got tired of So in the same way, there are lots of things that are happening around the world, and we can discuss all those issues too. Arafat is in coma, Fallujah is being bombed, Palestinians, we know what kind of suffering they are going through, people are languishing in the jail in Cuba, so many things are happening in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and so many other parts of the world, in Sudan. So all those things can be discussed tonight. But then, just as you will say that this was not the appropriate occasion for a detailed discussion of those issues, because it was the 27th night of Ramadan, a night of ibadat, a night of zikr, a night of tilawat, a night of seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a night in which we want salvation, we want najat, and we want protection of the Muslim ummah from all kinds of fitnas and fasad, and from the mischief and corruption that is prevalent and rampant around the world. And we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nusrat, His help, His madad. So this is what the night is for. So at such a time we are going to discuss that or do those actions and deeds which will be appropriate for this occasion. This is to clear those cobwebs and those doubts that creep up in some minds at times, that so many things are happening around the world and they are still making zikr, they are still reading Durood Sharif, they are still making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, they are still making ibadat, tahajjud, ishraq. ND432589, you are blocking somebody's driveway, please remove your car. 432589. So this night is for that, therefore we are going to be engaging in those kinds of actions which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged in the odd nights and the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained awake, he kept his family awake, 10 nights of Ramadan. And what did they do? What did they do? They cried before Allah Ta'ala. Tears of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to wet his musalla, used to wet the ground. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, salat used to be such that the sajda used to be a very, very long sajda. That is what he did in this Mubarak nights. So as far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned, if we have to speak on Laylatul Qadr, then we can speak at the whole night. There are so many virtues of Laylatul Qadr, verses of the Quran Sharif, with regards to the liberation of the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, in the night of Qadr. So we can discuss the whole Suratul Qadr, the tafsir of that, and we can go on the whole night. So that's not my intention tonight, to discuss the whole of Laylatul Qadr, because from the beginning of Ramadan you have been listening to talks, bayans on the virtues of the night of Qadr. And we should have been prepared from the before the commencement of the last 10 nights of Ramadan for the search of Laylatul Qadr. In fact, as I mentioned on the 25th night, that three flights already took off. The flight of the 21st, flight of the 23rd, and the flight of the 25th. If a person is told that there are only 9 flights or 10 flights that will be leaving for Hajj, and if you want reservation, you must do it very, very quickly. You must make application for your passport, get your visas, get everything ready, because these flights will leave. After that, there will be no more flights. So the intelligent person will rush for an application of passport, get his visas, get his currency, get everything right, and try to take off in the first flight. But the person who, when the first flight is taking off, he says, tomorrow inshallah I will commence my preparation. When tomorrow comes, he says, well, there's still another one more flight. Then he says, there's still another one. So all 10 finally leave and he remains behind. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us of the virtues of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and we were told that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. It can be in the even nights too, but the majority of them, the opinion is that it is in the odd nights. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, he said that whosoever remains awake all nights of the year, he will get Laylatul Qadr. Now he was correct in what he said, that if you remain awake all nights of the year, you will get Laylatul Qadr. But when this was conveyed to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala, then he said that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what he wants is that you must not be negligent, that just stay awake one night, make ibadat and go and sleep. So you should try and make ibadat as much as you can all round the year. However, he says, I can say with certainty that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night of Ramadan. Now that was because his experience of Laylatul Qadr was on that 27th night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes it was on the 23rd, sometimes 21st, sometimes 25th. So 27th, but the majority of them are of the opinion that it is on the 27th night. But that is not necessary that it is. It could have been on the 21st, 23rd, and it could be even on the 29th, and it could be even tonight. But when we have got that kind of yaqeen, and we have got that kind of zan and guman and opinion, and we seem to be applying ourselves on the 27th night, then Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, so loving, so forgiving, that these servants of mine, they have got this good opinion that 27th night is Laylatul Qadr, so give it to them. So whoever, whatever ibadat he makes, zikr he makes, tilawat he makes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it to him that night. So Laylatul Qadr could be in any night. But that kayfiyat which has been reported, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down with a group of angels. And then these angels, there's a lengthy hadith sharif, but after that these angels are spread out on the earth. They enter every home, whether it is of brick and sand, or it's a hut, or it's on the ship, or it's the person is in the plane, or wherever he may be. I'm giving an explanation. Because people can be on an island, they can be in the ship, they can be in the plane, they can be in the train, they can be in a crane also. Somebody could be even in a crane on Laylatul Qadr. So wherever he is, if he is engaged in ibadat, if he is engaged in zikr and tilawat, if he is engaged in seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they shake hands with him. Now these angels, imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan, this masoom makhluk of Allah, sinless. Allah Ta'ala is sending them around. They go and shake hands with my servants because they are engaged in my ibadat in this Mubarak night. So they shake hands, and the effect of that is that the person's heart begins to melt. Tears roll down his cheek. Hard-hearted people also, suddenly they don't know what overcame them. Then they break down. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them that kind of effect. But those homes in which pictures are displayed, those homes in which a person is who has committed adultery, fornication, even in these Mubarak nights, the nafs is with everybody. How many people in this month of Ramadan are still doing the same things that they used to do outside Ramadan? And then they ask the question that shaitans are chained, but this person seems to be a bigger shaitan than the shaitan that is chained. So the reason is that the nafs is still with everybody, and this nafs is an enemy. So we have to suppress that nafs in Ramadan. That habit which is formed does not go. Even in Ramadan he can carry on. So those people who are committing adultery or fornication even in these Mubarak nights, and it is Laylatul Qadr, then the angels do not enter those homes. Unless of course that person makes sincere tawbah. The person who has broken up his ties of family relationship. Now there's so much that can be spoken on there, but I'm not going into any details tonight. So those people also are not forgiven unless of course they seek forgiveness. And what does it cost to say sorry, make me maaf, forgive me? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will elevate that person's stages. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person respect who humbles himself and seeks forgiveness. Even though he may be wrong. I mean, even though he is right, but if he has to humble himself and seek forgiveness and say, all right, I'm sorry. Okay, I made a mistake. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase his respect. That look at this person. He was right. He could have demanded his right. But he forgave or he overlooked. I've repeatedly said that it doesn't mean that you have to waive off that 100,000 that the person is owing. Or there's a property dispute, now finish. You give the whole property to him. If you have a heart like that, then alhamdulillah. Then nobody says you must not. But if we don't have that kind of heart, then at least keep the door of communication open. Talk to each other. Make salam. Make dua. And that problem which is there, try and resolve it amicably, mutually. Then there's husband and wife problems. So much that hardly a home there is, it seems, where there is no third world war, fourth or fifth carrying on. So many homes. So much of tufan. There's an explosion. Those who are dealing with cases, they know what is happening in the society. Don't look at the outside condition, beautiful home, mansion, plenty of gold and silver, and driving a beautiful car. Inside the homes, there's Jahannam.
Why? Because there's a demand for rights, rights. Everybody wants his rights. Of course, many a times it's either the husband that is at fault, sometimes it's the wife that is at fault. Both can be at fault. There are so many women who are indulging in adultery behind the backs of their husbands. And there are so many husbands who are involved with the secretaries and with the women that they work with or outside there. And many, many other things which are causing the clash and fight and arguments. So whatever the cause, and sometimes it's nothing, trivial things, but there's fights and quarrels. There was one cricketer that was getting married. The nikah took place here in this masjid. So on that occasion, it just came to mind that I told him, look, you are a cricketer, you play for Natal, or whichever team he was playing for, Natal A or whatever it was. I told him, you are getting married. So as a cricketer, you know that the team that you are playing for, then you will try to bowl the opposition out. But here you are getting married now, so don't try to bowl her out. Don't stump her out. Don't catch her out. Don't run her out. And I don't know if there's any other way of getting out. So I said, don't do all those things. Both you and she must play for the same team. And bowl the opposition out. Stump the opposition out. Catch the opposition out. Run the opposition out. And who is the opposition? Nafs and shaitan. They are your enemies. That's your opposition. So both play for the same team. For the team of Sharia. Play on one side. Obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And have mutual consultation. How the captain has consultation with his team. Where must we place the book of the fielders? Who should bat first? Now all those kind of things. So consult, talk, discuss. If there is a problem, then resolve the problem. But don't straight away start firing bullets at her. And she should not do the same thing too. Your father like this, your mother like this, your family like that. And from the other side they get the bullets. Your father like that, your family like that, your sister like that, everybody like that. Now how can there be then happiness in that family? So I give him this nasihat that don't do these things. Then you'll find happiness in the home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has interceded on behalf of the women folk. He has asked us to be kind to them, to be gentle, to be polite. If you don't like one thing, there could be something else that you like. How many things they do for us, which they were not supposed to be doing also. They cook for us, they iron our clothes, they clean our homes, they do so many things. So show some appreciation. What is this that if the food is not ready on time, then the person is, his fuse blows, takes the plates and food and everything and throws it away too. Sometimes the food is thrown. What sin did that food do? If Allah Ta'ala takes away that food and takes away that great ni'mat of rizq, then see where that person's temper after that will go. What harm did the food do? Make shukr Allah Ta'ala gave food on the table. What is this blowing ourselves? Every little thing the person says, I couldn't control my anger. I couldn't control my anger. Then they fire three talaqs and then they look for some Maulana sahab. Maulana, in anger I gave talaq. So do you ever give talaq in happiness? They all say, in anger I give talaq. So by which person was very happy with his wife and said, no, you can have talaq. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to live a life of happiness both in this world and in the akhirah. Therefore we have got Quran Sharif and Sharia. Now all these things we can listen, but the thing is that we have to make amal. When will we begin practice? But change our lifestyles and then see how much of happiness and sukoon Allah Ta'ala will give in our hearts. Wallah, there is such a thing as sukoon. Now there is no way that we can describe it. There is no way that we can use any vocabulary to explain it. I gave one whole talk once on sukoon e-dil. I said if sukoon e-dil, there is one poetry that we are discussing of Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Tamat Barakatuhum. So in there he said that if this sukoon e-dil could have been drawn out of the ground like petrol,
then the kuffar would also have taken it out from the ground. So I said, there's so much of technology at present, and there's a whole team that's working, for example, on the cell phone. Every day they want to come up with some new technology, with some new gadget or some new thing, new invention. So just like that, they would have used the technology and drawn Sukoon-e-Dil out from the ground. Then they would have marketed it, that we've got Sukoon-e-Dil now, and we are going to market it, peace of mind, tranquility, serenity. So how much we would have had to pay for that? It would have been the biggest market in the world, because everybody is in search of peace of mind. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave it to us. Follow the Quran, follow the Sunnah, bring taqwa into your lives, and you will get Sukoon-e-Dil, free of charge. So Laylatul Qadr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We reveal the Quran Sharif in the night of Qadr, in the night of majesty, in the night of power. It's a night of power, it's a night of majesty. Two brothers were fighting, two Muslims, in the night of Qadr. So that one Muslim said, you know, it's a night of power. You know how much power I got tonight? It's a night of power, so I'll show you my power. Now it was this night for that kind of power. So it's a night of power, it's a night of majesty, it's a night of blessings. Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. Laylatul Qadr is khayrum min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months of ibadat. If a person has to remain awake 1,000, more than 1,000 months, we don't know how much more than 83 years, then this one night of ibadat is more than that. Now if somebody has to be told that your investment will bring you so much, 83 years, what you could have accumulated, you can get it in one night, then which brother will go and sleep? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give according to His shan also, not according to human beings' understanding. Khayrum min alf shahr, whatever ibadat, zikr, tilawat you will do, better than 1,000 months. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends with the angels in this Mubarak night of Laylatul Qadr. In the Mubarak night of Qadr, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends with the angels, just as I explained a little earlier. Then again we are told that there's peace right up till the morning, until the break of dawn, nothing but peace. The angels descend on every errand and they do whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordered, and there's peace till the morning. Now I'm not making tafsir and I'm not making a translation. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us Laylatul Qadr, so that we weak ones may be able to get those stages that those people got who made ibadat for years and years and years. And it is all through the barakat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that is Laylatul Qadr only in your lifetime or it will continue, he said it will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Then that sahabi asked that in which part is that? He said look for it in the first 10, the last 10. Then that sahabi asked after a little while which part of the last 10 or first 10. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got angry. He said if Allah Ta'ala had desired to make it known, he would have made it known. But search for it 9th. 7th and 5th, meaning the 25th, 27th, 29th. So there are so many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but the main thing is that the Quran Sharif was revealed. So the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed it as a guidance for mankind. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of his du'as which he used to make whenever completion of Quran Sharif, besides what else he mentioned in that du'a, there's no time, is that Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al azim. وَاجْعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا وَنُورًا وَرَحْمَةً وَهُدًا. That, O Allah, make this Qur'an, that through the barakat of this Qur'an Sharif, have mercy upon me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, with the tufail of the Qur'an Sharif, have mercy upon me. And make this Qur'an Sharif my imam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that this Qur'an Sharif must be made the imam. Make it an imam for me. Make it noor for me. Rahmat, hidayat. So what does the imam do? He leads the congregational prayer. And we follow the imam. When he stands up, we stand up. When he goes into ruku, we go into ruku. When he goes into sajda, he goes into sajda. That is what the imam does and we follow him.
If the person, when Imam is standing, he is in sajda. When Imam is in sajda, he is in qiyam. When the Imam is in ruku, at that time he is doing something else, then we will say that this person is not following the Imam. So the Quran Sharif must be our Imam. Let us take our direction from the Quran Sharif. What does the Quran Sharif say about business? What does it say about married life? What does it say about our social conditions? What does the Quran Sharif say with regards to all other aspects of our life? Then we must follow that. Until we don't follow, we can talk and talk and talk till the cows go home. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Amal se banti hai zindagi, jannat bhi jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has clearly mentioned, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala has reported that hadith. Inna Allah ta'ala yarfu bi hazal kitab aqwaman wa yadaw bihi akhirin. It is only if they follow this Quran Sharif, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them elevation. It is the following of this Quran Sharif, obeying the laws of the Quran, whatever Allah ta'ala has revealed in there, when we are going to obey, when we are going to follow, when we are going to make it our lifestyle, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that community elevation. They will get respect, they will get dignity, they will get honor, they will get government, they will get everything. And it was proven in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter in the time of his companions, when they ruled over vast territories. Who was ruling over those territories at one time? At one time, who was ruling over? There was Persian Empire there, Roman Empire there, even in Africa. Who was ruling? Which Muslims were ruling? But look at the number of countries that came into Islam. Those whole empires fell at the feet of what kind of people? Those same people that we make a mockery of. They were the people who had the long beards, they had the long kurtas, they had the topis or amamas, and they used to make miswak, and they used to... That those type of people who, if we have to see today, we say fundamentalist and we say orthodox. But the difference is that they had iman in their hearts. Their outward garb was not different and inside different. That is the difference between us and them. That we have adopted the outward garb. And I have mentioned this many times, that how long does it take to change our outside condition? How long? I just have to go to some place where they sell kurta and I have to wear the kurta. How long does it take to wear a kurta? If a woman has to change her outside condition, her outside garb, how long does it take? There are so many advertisements for abayas and cloaks and scarves. All she has to do is buy one and wear it. How long does it take to wear that? So in 2 minutes' time, a person can change his outward. And then the beard stops shaving. After a few days, the person has got a beard. The outward is also extremely important, because if a person says, not necessary, then bring one pigeon. I clip its wings off. And after that say, well, look, it's only the outside. The wings are outside. I clipped it. What's wrong now? Tell it to fly. Now that pigeon cannot fly. So what's going to happen? The cat will catch that pigeon and kill it. There was only one fault in that pigeon, that the outside was not right. The heart was very good, the inside was very good, but the outside condition wasn't right, the wings were clipped. So in the same way, if our outside is not right, it has an effect on our inside too. But we must not be satisfied with just our outside. We are deceiving whom? But if our akhlaq does not come right, and if we are going to live with that same kind of characteristics that we had before wearing the kurta and before having the beard or before wearing that cloak, how many people are complaining that they are getting deceived by our outside garb? But that does not mean that now they have got justification, that because people in beard and kurtas are doing certain things, so why should I wear beard now? Why should I wear kurta? We are not saying it's farz to wear kurta. It is not farz. But what we are saying is that you must wear the libas or the clothing in which you can be identified as a Muslim. What about all those people who are screaming at the top of their voices that we want a change, a revolution, and we want this to happen and that to happen, but we can't even recognize them as Muslims? We won't know whether to make salam to them or not, because there's no outward sign that this person is a Muslim. So the outside is also important, but most important is the inside. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at the heart, the condition of the heart. And if the condition of the heart changes, Then after that everything will become pleasant. Once the person's heart changes, inside his heart now there's taqwa, there's zuhud, there's qanaat, there's contentment. Inside his heart there is muhabbat and love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inside his heart is obedience. Inside his heart is muhabbat and inside his heart is sincerity. So then outside also everything will come right. So this Mubarak nights that we have been given, it is for tawbah and istighfar. There are many, many things that we can speak about, but there's no time. I want to make dua inshallah in the next 10 minutes time. So there are many things that we need changing. And these changes won't just come with speeches. If speeches could have changed us, then we have been listening to speeches for years and years and years. And most of those people who are perpetrating and committing those sins and indulging in those vices and doing those things which are haram and forbidden, it's not that they haven't got the knowledge of that. So many people are hafizes of the Quran Sharif and they are flooding the rave clubs, so they don't know that it is haram. How many hafizes are in the rave clubs? How many learned people are indulging in all kinds of sins? So much of television viewing, and what they say, we want to catch up with the news. How much of music they listen when the television is switched on? How much of filthy pictures they watch? How much of other things that come on? We are not talking about the box, but we know what comes, the contents we are talking about, what it has done to the character of our youth and our men and our women and our children. Little children are trying to emulate those same actors and actresses. They are trying to do copycat everything. So many murders and killings and everything that's taking place and children indulging in it. You ask them that what has that been the effect of? And it is that same poison that is in that box. It's a box of snakes or scorpions. If one program will not bite, another program will bite. So many young people are becoming homosexuals. So many women are becoming lesbians. And wallah, believe me that if you have to make an analysis and if you have to ask them, then they will say, yes, indeed, we were watching this film or that porn site or that porn site. And after that, our minds became influenced. At one time, we hated it. And after that, we don't know what overcame us that we went in that same direction. Ask those people who are dealing with cases. So let us make tawbah from all those sins. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? We are not fooling anybody else but ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching every move of ours. But because He is so loving, so caring, so compassionate, so merciful and so kind, that He does not want to see us go into the fire of Jahannam. He doesn't want to punish us. He wants to forgive us. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us opportunities. The day of Jumu'ah, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Bara'at, the whole month of Ramadan, Hajj, Eid, so many occasions. And every night and every day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is keeping His doors open for tawbah. Return to me, no matter how far you may have gone, return to me. Change your lifestyle, change your character. We are not here to emulate and follow the west or the east or the north or the south. Our qibla of life is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as our qibla of namaz is Ka'batullah Sharif, our qibla of life is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his example and follow his example. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised success. Promised, guaranteed. So let us not be carried away by all kinds of ideas that are circulating in society, that this is how we must bring about a change. The change has to come from within us. We have to desire change. Then only we can change. If we don't desire a change, all the world's ulama and mashayikh and buzrugs and all can sit and nothing will happen. That person must be desirous. Yes, sometimes it does happen that going into the right company, the desire was not there, but the desire got created of change. That's the benefit of going to the right programs and the right majlis and the right company. That the person was not desirous of change, but after looking at the condition of this friend of his who changed his life, now he too got the desire. So many people, they were not smokers at one time. They hated smoke. If somebody was smoking, they used to feel very irritated.
But then in the company of a smoker, the person also became desirous of cigarettes. And the same with good deeds also. There are many people who are not desirous of certain good deeds, but because of the good company, they got desirous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the door of Tawbah open, and He wants us to return. And this is an ideal opportunity for that. The Quran Sharif, the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are so clear on this, that if you make sincere Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And sincere Tawbah, those ingredients must be in that. Otherwise it will be a flop. When the ladies are doing their baking, then they go by that recipe and they make sure that the ingredients mentioned in that recipe are correct. Otherwise they say the cake was a flop. Why? Because some ingredient was missing. So the cake was a flop. They use the word to flop. I heard sometimes my wife saying the cake was a flop. So then I tell her, I said, because some ingredient must have been missing there. So in Tawbah also the ingredient is this, that you must first deeply regret whatever you did in the past and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That I will not, that for all those sins that I committed, major, minor, whatever sins I committed, Ya Allah, forgive me. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive those sins. But then there has to be another determination that I will never, never, ever return to those sins. And then if he makes istighfar and astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, so then inshallah his tawbah will be accepted. Now when the tawbah is accepted, now what are the signs that it has been accepted? Acceptance of that tawbah will mean that now if he was owing some people money, which he did not pay them, and he thought that he got away, and those people also got tired of asking him, and they too closed the books, and they put it in bad debts. So now after making sincere tawbah, he realized that this is the wrong thing that I did. So he pays back to whomsoever whatever is due. If not, then we will say that billi ninnanve chuhe khakar pir haj ko chali. After eating 99 rats, somebody told the cat, go away to Arafat and shed a few tears there. Everything will come maaf. So devour the widows' properties, orphans' properties, merchants, everything. And after that, I go for Hajj. Every year I go for Hajj. Maulana, so much I cried there that my musalla got wet with my tears. MashaAllah, but when will you return to everybody whatever is due to them? It was not even jais for you to go for those nafil Hajj when you are owing all these people monies. So the tawbah will mean that now we pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Whomsoever we have caught hurt, injury, problems, and we ask them for forgiveness. If we cannot pay immediately, ask for time. Tell them, I was a bad person, but now I decided to become a good person, so I'm making tawbah. You give me some time, but I want to pay you. Now the namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, whatever has become qaza, whatever is due, then if the person starts paying back, then that shows that this person made sincere tawbah. If not, then it means it was just lip service tawbah. So when he makes sincere tawbah, then no matter how far he may have gone, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who accepts him. And says, my servant, no matter how far you have gone, but my doors are open for you. I will never reject you. I will not allow you to go into Jahannam. I forgive you. You have knocked at my door. You have knocked at the door of the one who is most generous, most kind, most loving, most caring. You haven't knocked at the door of someone who will say, how many times must I forgive you?
ये कुश्ती तो है उनसे उम्र भर की कभी तू दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े ये रिश्ता मोहब्बत का कायम ही रखे जो सौ बार टूटे तो सौ बार जोड़े.
If you have made mistake, you've committed a sin, then don't be satisfied now. Cry, weep before Allah Ta'ala. Express remorse and regret. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept your tawbah. Even if 100 times your tawbah has broken, but don't give up. Ask again. How can you say, now Allah, I made tawbah, but after that my tawbah broke, so I'm not more interested in you anymore. Can we live without Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? We are dependent on Him 24 hours out of every 24 hours. For this breathing in, we are dependent on Him. For the food, we are dependent on Him. For our sight, for our hearing, for our speech. Inside our bodies, who knows what is happening? The heart, liver, lungs, everything that is functioning, is it in anybody's control? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is keeping everything functioning. How much of bounties and ni'mats is showering upon us. So why should we despair of His mercy? But at the same time, we must not use that Ghafoorur Rahim, that Allah is very forgiving and merciful, to commit sins. Unfortunately, these days we say Allah is very forgiving, very merciful, meaning that now we have got the license to go on sinning. That was not the understanding and the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. It's like an ointment. If a person gets burnt, then use burn all. If the person's car gets smashed, then repair the dents. But that does not mean that because there's a panel beater next door, we go on smashing the car. Or because there's burn all in the home, therefore we keep on putting our hand into the fire. So this is a Mubarak night for the same reason. To seek from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgiveness. As Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the night of Miraj, "Oh Jibreel, what do you have in this container?" As Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, "It's the tears of your ummatis which they shed." Said, "Oh Jibreel, what is the benefit of these tears you've got?" Says, "If I have to put these tears in Jahannam, it will extinguish the fire of Jahannam." That is why the greatest of all Nabis, after Allah, the greatest, Badr, Khuda, Buzruk, Tuyi, Qissa, Mukhtasar, after Allah, the greatest, Rasul-e Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of tears he is shedding before Allah. How much? Read the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is crying. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in salat is crying. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he just goes to the graveyard, his beard gets wet with his tears. All the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they are mujahideen, during the day they are making jihad. And at night they are on the musallas crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fursanum bin nahar wa rahmanum bin layl. Read all the incidents of the tears of all these people. So that is what is required. Shedding of tears, expressing remorse, asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Then together with that, then we make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. The means must be made use of. Allah has created it for us, must make use of it. Make use of the technology, make use of science, make use of everything. Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe for us, subjugated everything to us. But use it with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Don't use that technology to corrupt our morals, to destroy our youth, our children. Don't use that technology to harm their physical and moral selves. That is all. Then life will become wonderful. It will be pleasant. There will be happiness in the home. Everything will become wonderful. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. We had announced dua at 10:30, so we now make dua. Although we can go on talking. There's a flood, wallah, I'm telling you, at present it's like, don't know what to leave and what to take. But let us make dua to Allah Ta'ala, because that is the most important thing for this Mubarak night. Read Durus Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, أي ربي كريم Oh my رحيم Allah, Oh my كريم Allah. You are Kareem, O my Allah. Kareem is the one who gives even without someone deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of your rahmat, your mercy, your forgiveness because of the amount of sins that we indulge in day and night. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem gives to those even though they may not be deserving. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most compassionate Allah, oh my most kind Allah, oh my most loving Allah, oh my most caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak night of the 27th of Ramadan, by Allah, in such a large congregation, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you are most generous, most kind, most forgiving. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are ashamed, oh my Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever we may be, no matter how far we may have gone, no matter how much of sins we may have committed, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, you gave man the technology of computers. Ya Allah, millions of pieces of information are on those chips. But oh Allah, when one delete button is pressed, all the information vanishes. Ya Allah, press one delete button of our sins. Ay, mere Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Ay, mere Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Mere Allah, humare gunaho ko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. What is there for you to blow away the mountains of sins of ours? Mere Allah, aaj raat humare liye maghfirat ka faisla kar de. Make a decision of forgiveness for us tonight. Make a decision of your mercy for us tonight. Make a decision of khair for us tonight. Ya Allah, make a decision of jannat for us tonight. Make a decision of your pleasure for us tonight. Mere Allah, aaj raat teri raza ka faisla kar de. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of the earth? Mere Allah, we are getting tired of sinning ourselves. It has brought us no peace and no happiness, no contentment and no satisfaction. It has brought nothing but misery, anxiety, restlessness, worries and problems, fights and arguments, division and disunity, quarrels. Oh my beloved Allah, what have sins brought in our lives? Ay mere pyare Allah, but you are dearly forgive, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you. If you have to forgive us, we will become successful. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. Ya Allah, you will become happy. And if we do not get forgiveness, then only shaitan will get happy. Ya Allah, why should we make shaitan happy? Mere Allah, humare haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to make our hearts into garbage bags? Ya Allah, we have got malice, greed, pride, envy, jealousy, arrogance. Oh my beloved Allah, evil passions and desires are engulfing our hearts. Ya Allah, what have we made our hearts? Those hearts which you blessed us with so that they may be your love in there. So that they may be the ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in there. Ya Allah, we have given our hearts to everything else except you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Lekin mere Allah, aaj raat hum tere saamne gir-gira rahe hai. Tujhse maang rahe hai. We are seeking from you, oh my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our mind. Ya Allah, you are watching our tears that are rolling from our eyes. Ya Allah, you are aware of the nadamat and shame that we are feeling in our hearts. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, if you are not going to forgive us, then you tell us which are the nights that we are going to seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are tapping at your door. Mere Allah, we are tapping at your door. You are most generous, most kind and most forgiving. Ya Allah, if you are going to turn away your glance of forgiveness from us because of our sins, then my Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Our life in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Ya Allah, whether we go north or south, east or west, whether we go deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, everywhere it is your kingdom. Ya Allah, it is just your ihsan. It is your fazal. It is your bounty. It is your forgiveness. It is your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then when we are committing sins. Ya Allah, while committing adultery, you could have paralyzed us. Ya Allah, when committing sins, you could have made us blind, deaf, dumb. Ya Allah, you could have snatched away all the ni'mat that you have blessed us. But oh Allah, how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, that in spite of all the sins we commit, you still give us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah. We cannot make enough shukr of yours. Ya Allah, tera shukr hum ada nahi kar sakte. Mere Mawla, you have blessed us with so much of ni'mat. We use every ni'mat of yours for your disobedience. Haan, mere Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Teri hi ni'mat hai. Tere hi khilaaf istemal karte hai. Ya Allah, we are rebellious against you. Ya Allah, we are disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of sacrifices my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for us. Is this the appreciation that we are showing for those sacrifices? Ya Allah, 3 solid years he was boycotted and ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. The time came when they had to chew leather for survival. They had to chew leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, when he goes down for sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, intestines of animals were thrown on his back. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif so much that his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Where Allah, in Uhud he was stoned, his teeth were shattered, he falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, even up till now, the ground of Uhud, the mountains of Uhud, bear testimony to my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companion sacrifices. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they gave their lives for Islam. Where Allah, today we cannot give up sins for your pleasure. Where Allah, they shed their blood for the sake of Thee. Today we cannot give up our sins. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirsa wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts which are filled with greed, our hearts which are filled with evil passions and desires, change the condition of the hearts. Ya Allah, change the interests of our lives, change the zawk and shawk of our lives, change the desires of our lives. Ya Allah, make us like the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, you are willing to accept us no matter how far we may have gone. Ya Allah, this is the Mubarak night for that. Therefore, we are extending our hands and begging of you. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat which are pouring. Ya Allah, the rains of rahmat which are pouring. The rains of maghfirat which are pouring. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in these rains. Ya Allah, ab tu hame maaf kar de. Hame apna bana le. Aur tu hamara ban ja. Hame apna bana le. Tu hamara ban ja. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Ya tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are on our side, then everything will work in our favor. Ya Allah, then everything will work in our favor. Ya Allah, if we please you and we are obedient to you, then our children will be obedient to you. Ya Allah, then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. Ya Allah, there will be peace, harmony, love and affection between husbands and wives. Ya Allah, parents and children will be united. Ya Allah, but if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Mere Allah, aaj raat humare liye faisla kar de. Mere Mawla, faisla kar de. Make a decision, my Allah. Nobody is going to question you about your decision. Ya Allah, but we will become happy and successful. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Give us a life of sukoon. Ya Allah, give us a life of sukoon, tranquility and serenity. Ya Allah, give us a life of joy and happiness. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of crime to that of security. It is not difficult for you. Ya Allah, how the conditions in Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba changed in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They who were drinking and gambling and murdering and burying the daughters alive, Ya Allah, they became the protectors of human beings. Ay mere pyare khuda, they became the examples for mankind. Ya Allah, so much of peace reigned in those cities that up till now we sense that security and peace. Mere Allah, tu hamare liye bhi faisla kar de. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. So many amongst us are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, so many are in the hospitals, so many are in the homes and clinics. Wherever they may be who is sick and ailing, give them cure. Give them complete cure from all ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. We know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat and a mercy and a blessing. But Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us with sickness and disease. Change that rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, save them from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, give them plentiful of halal rizq. And Ya Allah, make them get out of their problems. Ya Allah, why should we go to the banks and borrow on interest when interest taking and giving is cursed? Ya Allah, when our homes are going to be on interest, when our carpets on interest, when our furniture on interest, when even the groceries we purchase is going to be on interest, when our cupboards and everything else is going to be on interest, the clothes that we wear is going to be on interest, then how are our du'as going to be accepted? Oh my beloved Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty of yours. Distance us from haram. Distance us from haram. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Oh Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Remove their suffering and difficulty. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. The rights of our parents, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of our society, the rights of our children, the rights of our wives, the rights of our family members, the right of the ummah. Ya Allah, whether the person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling their rights. Let us not be a cause of any problem or difficulty or hardship for even a person who is a non-Muslim without justification. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, at present throughout the world, the beloved ummah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going through so much of suffering and hardship. My Allah, in Fallujah, in whole of Iraq, Ya Allah, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, Ha, my Allah, in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Asia, all parts of the world, oh my Allah, the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open up their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Open their eyes, O Allah, to the beautiful teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But O Allah, if they have become obstinate, they have become obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will continue with the torture and with the bombing and with the persecution and with the tyranny and with the oppression, then my Allah, shake them like you shook the earth and so on. Cause the ground beneath their feet, oh my beloved Allah, to shake and swallow them up.
Ya Allah, just as they have made the lives of the Muslim Ummah restless, Ya Allah, so many in this month of Ramadan cannot even observe the fast. They can't go into sajda because they do not know whether the bombs will rain upon their heads. Ya Allah, make their lives also then restless. Ya Allah, send the cyclones against them. Send gale force winds against them. Shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai, jo Badr ka khuda tha, jo Uhud ka khuda tha, jo Khandaq ka khuda tha, jo Fateh Makkah ka khuda tha. Ay Allah, unko hila karke rakh de. Ya Allah, create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash, cause their ships to sink. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Where Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam which flowed. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Mere Allah, hum sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how much he sacrificed for us. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayer, that ummat for whom you suffered so much, that ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, filthy films on the television, in the cinemas, filthy sites on the internet, filthy magazines, prostitute quarters, popping drugs, wine bottles in their hands, in casinos, few meters away from your Roza Mubarak, watching the filthiest of films in those hotels, which were at one time the homes of your beloved companions. Few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, listening to filthy music, reading filthy newspapers and magazines. Ya Allah, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But tonight we are making tawbah. We don't wish to return to those sins. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and homes all the evil that has crept in. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw it out. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with sukoon, with your muhabbat. Give us an enjoyment in zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat, in serving mankind, in serving your creation, in assisting and helping the poor and the needy and the destitute. Ya Allah, make the lifestyle of ours that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or akhirah. Ya Allah, one day we have to leave this world. We like it or not, we have to leave this world. Ya Allah, our tongues will be silenced. Our hearts will stop beating. Our eyes will close and open no more. Oh my beloved Allah, our hands will be able to touch no more. Our feet will be able to walk no more. And those filthy films which we were enjoying with our sight, those sight will now be seeing the angels of death. Oh my beloved Allah, we will be placed on the table for ghusl. Water will be poured above our bodies. We'll be put backwards and forwards, right and left. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, if we have got tight fitting clothing, it will be sliced with the scissors. Ya Allah, our rings will be removed, our watches will be removed, even our false teeth will be removed. Ya Allah, before the time comes, the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies. Let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the time comes that the garment of kafan is given to us, which has got no labels, oh my Allah. No designer labels, oh my Allah. Before we are given the garment of kafan and taken away to the wilderness and placed in the grave and left behind, where we will say, Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Is manzil se ab akele hi chale jayenge hum. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Is manzil se ab akele hi chale jayenge hum. Thank you very much, those who conveyed us to the grave. From here onwards, we will have to go alone.
Ya Allah, make our graves a garden from the gardens of Jannat. Let the cool, fragrant breeze of Jannat enter our graves. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul depart from our bodies. Ya Allah, when our janaza is placed there, and the Imam of the Haram says, Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, let my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listen to the takbir and intercede on our behalf and say, oh Allah, a sinful ummati of mine is going, but have mercy upon him. Ya Allah, bless us with a small piece of ground in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wines in our hands. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. So many people have been courting and suddenly they have been shot and killed. Ya Allah, so many people at the prostitute quarters have lost their lives. So many have lost their lives in discos and cinemas and theatres. Ya Allah, so many have lost their lives in drugs. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Oh my beloved Allah, become pleased with us. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made of khair for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness that He asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Bataaf pe chal karke jo manga tha, the du'as that He made in Bataaf. Ya Allah, how much He teared under the Mizab-e Rahmat. The du'as that He made in the Hatib. And the multazam, that masoom, sinless Nabi, He raises His hands above His head. And for how long He attaches Himself. And tears roll down His cheeks until His ihram becomes wet with His tears. Who was He praying for, by Allah? And all the goodness that He asked for us there. And behind the Muqawwa Ibrahim, the du'as that He made. And after drinking Zamzam, and on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, and in Arafat, from Zohar till Maghrib, He extends His hands. Ya Allah, that Arafat which we make into picnic spots. Ya Allah, where we still read the filthy newspapers and magazines. Ya Allah, where we indulge in so much of sins and haram. That Nabi of Yours, sinless Masoom. Ya Allah, He was seeking for us. From Zohar till Maghrib, He extends His hands. Ya Allah, all the du'as that He made in Muzdalifah. All the du'as that He made in His entire life, all the goodness that He asked for us, bless us with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitna that He asked for protection, protect us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that He asked, bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, brothers and sisters with that goodness, our family members with that goodness, our grandchildren with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas in all actions that they do. Oh my beloved Allah, don't test us. Don't test us. On the day of judgment, oh my Allah, without any reckoning, enter us into Jannat. Let us cross full sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-i Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, our Mashayikh, and the Awliya-i Siddiqeen. Ay Allah, Ay Allah, Ay Mere Rahim Allah, Ay Mere Kareem Allah. Whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And whatever we haven't been able to ask, also bless us with that. Those of our parents, brothers, sisters, family members, whosoever has passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. They are no more here to fast, O my Allah. They are no more here to make zikr and tilawat and dua.
Oh Allah, we are seeking on their behalf. Forgive them. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Those who are seeking marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with marriage partners who will be compatible, with whom they can live a life of happiness. Ya Allah, who will be an assistance to their deen, protection against zina. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafiqina wa Sanadina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifu wa Salamun ala al-Mursaleen wa Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.